Phil Dedalus, the DWR's Northern Region Conservation Outreach Manager, said the bear was hunted with hounds, treed, and euthanized early last Tuesday morning. He said the bear was sighted near the camp on the Hinckley Scout Ranch, located on the East Fork of the Bear River.
Our officers investigated that we had actually an officer from Colville went, and the biologist for the area went and investigated. They got on to the bear with hounds and chased it, and it repeatedly came back into the camp. And in the course of a few short hours, it just kept on coming back into the camp and getting into the garbage cans again. And at that point, it was determined that it was a level 3 bear.
He said bears are generally labeled in 3 categories, the most severe hazard being level 3.
The first level is kind of someone sighted a bear, but the bear was just doing what bears do, moving around, not really causing any problem. Level 2 bear is a bear that's come back to the area and has been hazed, was either transplanted or chased by hounds to get out of the area. The bear returns. If the bear returns and starts, getting into garbage and returns repeatedly and shows more aggressive behavior, then the animal's is euthanized.
He said Utahns still need to get the message that their state includes bear habitat and they need to learn how to live and recreate there.
And in other parts of the country successfully do that. We're not there yet. We still have people that just don't believe that there's bears in the UNS. And the UNS is, there are a lot of bears. I wouldn't say it's a daily occurrence to see bears because people rarely see them, but because they don't see them doesn't mean, and there's enough bears there. In fact, I was in the UNS last year with some friends in the backcountry, and I was getting ready to store my food that night in the, in the prescribed fashion for storing food in bear country, and I was kind of questioning, what are you doing that for? There's bears in the UNS, was my response.
Dedalus said, for the DWR, their job is to protect wildlife. However, there are times when public safety takes a higher priority. The DWR previously got a report on July 6th that a bear had tried to rip open a tent at the scout camp. Dedalus said they now believe that was the bear euthanized last week. On July 10th, another bear wandered into the same camp, lured by food on a picnic table. The scouts tried to shoo it away, but when it wandered toward the camp, a troop leader shot it. That incident is still under investigation by the DWR. After the shooting, the scout troop was asked to leave because it failed to maintain a clean campsite. Dedalus said they still have concerns if the Hinckley Ranch facility is being properly maintained.
One of our people went up to an education program for the scouts that were up there, and weren't allowed to go talk to the scouts, but talk to the staff, and the staff said that they would get the information out, but the it's our understanding that the information didn't go out to the scouts.
Dedalus said they've considered bringing additional equipment to the camp.
We're talking about getting some donors together to get some bear-proof storage containers for both food and garbage.
Finally, he said they still want people to value the outdoors in the state and to recreate there.
I mean, UNS is a treasure, and our mountains and our wildlife are just great parts of living in this state, and we want people to enjoy it. We just want them to enjoy it in a way that's safe for them and in a way that's safe for the wildlife.
Phil Dedalus from the State Division of Wildlife Resources. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.